Apparently a foul.
I think a foul on two on Russin there.
Uh-huh, on Russin. 53-23 our score. Glad you're here with us this evening from HB Stewart Bulldog Arena. Still some extended pressure. Greenwood has their starters back out there.
Yeah, full court press here up 30.
Lauren Waymeyer back to Husky. Husky over to Mullen. To Moore. Lake and Moore to Husky. Back to Mullen. Top of the key. Now between the circles to Husky. Moore's going to put it on the deck. Skips it to Mullen. Almost lost it. Gives it to the corner. Waymeyer for three. This one is missed. Rebounded by Russin. Greenwood pushing the ball ahead. Driving inside. A whistle and a lot of contact. A blocking foul is called. I believe that was Mullen that took the charge there.
Yeah, I think they got Waymeyer there, undercutting there, trying to come in on the – that's our third foul.
We'll send Maddie Cartwright to the free throw line. 53-23 our score. Regardless of how this quarter goes or the next quarter, the fourth quarter will run. The clock will, as this free throw is missed. She gets another one, though. It was a shooting foul. Tell you what, she is an outstanding young player. Second free throw, looked like it grazed the rim as Waymeyer comes up with it, and Lady Bombers have it now. 7 minutes to go here in this third quarter of action. Glad you're here with us. Mullen bounced it ahead to Rucker, almost lost it, now to Waymeyer. Waymeyer over to Husky, back to Mullen. Mullen tried to get it down low to Waymeyer, it's turned over.
If you're Mount Home right now, you're just fighting to just stay within with where you are with this and to not you know, let this game get any further out of hand than what it is and use this to build on.
As Maddie Cartwright hits a three, 56-23 now. She has 25 points. Tell you what, it's not too bad. She's got 25 and a whistle, and it's going to stay with Greenwood. Looked like just went out of bounds in front of Leland Barclay down there. Fine gentleman at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Does a great job covering this part of the state near Fort Smith. As Lauren Waymeyer has it. Looks like she got hit across the arm. Skips it out to Husky. Left wing three. This one is going to miss everything as it's picked up by Greenwood. Pushing ahead. Maddie Cartwright. Maddie Cartwright to the reverse. Missed it short and it's rebounded by Husky. Now it's picked up by Waymeyer. Yeah, has knocked away, and Lady Bombers will hang on to it.
Now, if we talk about, if you notice, man, Greenwood, every time there's a ball that's down at your waist, they've got hands. They've got hands on it, active hands all over. They are just all over the ball there. And, you know, I'm sure they get away with some fouls in there, but when you play hard and you're active and you're quick like that, you're going to get away with those things.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of kind of the Razorbacks back in the early 90s. You know, that's how they would kind of play. And, you know, that's what you're seeing right now from Greenwood.
So Trusty comes up with the steal, and Husky fouls her immediately, stop the transition. Opportunity. It kind of reminds me how West Virginia plays.
Yep.
Just and how Virginia Commonwealth, when they went on that Final Four run, they're just all over you, and they just confuse you with your zone, but then they have 10 people out on the court. As this is skipped to this side, Trusty puts up the three. This one is missed and rebounded by, was tapped out of bounds, last touch by Greenwood. It's going to stay with, or last touch by Parker Husky. It's going to stay with Greenwood as Anna McCarn and Winton Coleman will come back in. And Sarah Williams. The three new Lady Bombers coming in, replacing the three seniors of Waymeyer, Mullen, and Rucker. 5:28 to go here in the third quarter as this deep three rattle around won't go. Offensive rebound, Maddie Cartwright, as this one is missed, and there's a whistle and a foul. And Bailey Rittenberg is set to check in. Lincoln Moore gets whistled for the foul. Well, it's going to send Maddie Cartwright to the free throw line. This first free throw is good. She's got 26. Trusty with 25 and Cartwright with 26. That's pretty good numbers.
Yeah, pretty good numbers. Yeah, scoring the Lady Bombers herself.
Right? As the second free throw is good by Cartwright. She's got 27 now. So Husky with the basketball. Back to Williams. Back to Husky. Across the timeline now. Now between the circles to Williams, right on the Bulldog logo, right at the tail of the Bulldog logo now. Williams looking as it's knocked out of her hands, dives with a loose ball. Yeah, seems like there's 10 Greenwood Lady Bulldogs out there. Cartwright pushing ahead, got away with
offensive
a push
foul, up. Yeah.
Offensive foul. Put that chicken wing out there. Winton Coleman offensive stood her ground, got knocked over, and it's an offensive foul. 4:58 to go. Lady Bombers get the basketball back. Great job taking the charge there by Winton Coleman.
Yeah, that's one thing Winton is not scared to do is get up in your grill on defense, and that's one thing that's kind of frustrating Cartwright right now.
As Coleman's pass is knocked away into the front court, Greenwood, a couple kids falling all over each other. As Greenwood comes up with a basketball, the hook shot is good by Carly Sexton.
2-point basket, Carly Sexton.
You got 5 points tonight. Rittenberg with the ball now, and a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Del Leonard. We'll take one with him. 4:27 to go, or 4:31 to go here in this third quarter of action. Lady Bombers trailing 62-23. We're going to take a short little break, bring you some more Lady Bomber basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Back here in Greenwood, as fresh out of the timeout, it's going to be Sarah Williams, Anna McCarn, Parker Husky, Winton Coleman, and Bailey Rittenberg out there. Four sophomores and the junior Parker Husky out there. Very lively band here in Greenwood. Pretty nice little environment they got going here.
Yeah, it is. I think they got about 30 cheerleaders down here, too, and everyone did a backflip during that timeout. It's pretty impressive.
So 4:31 to go here, 62-23, excuse me. Husky with the basketball. Now they get it across the timeline to Rittenberg. Back to Coleman between the circles. Coleman back to Husky. Skip to the left side, Rittenberg. She'll tee up the three. Hits off the front of the iron, knocked away, and it's picked up by Russin. Russin going to jog it up. Now it's skipped ahead to Anna Trusty. Trusty to the far side. Woolsley. Woolsley driving inside, lost it. Williams tapped it out of bounds. It's going to stay with Greenwood.
Yeah, good hands there by Sarah Williams.
As Greenwood will throw in. As it's sent to the corner, three-pointer on the way. Quick trigger on that three by Maddie Cartwright. It's missed. And offensive rebound to Greenwood. As shot is missed, McCarn tried to come up with it. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Anna McCarn, and it's going to stay with Greenwood.
You know, right now Mountain Home's getting hands on a lot of balls, but they're not able to come up with them cleanly, and that's the difference is right now with where the Lady Bombers are on the defensive side. We'll give up a shot, but we can't get that rebound.
It gets into Trusty. Trusty back to Woolsley. Woolsley kicked to the corner. Sexton thought about the three. Now she'll give it back up top to Trusty. Trusty back to Cartwright. 51 points combined between those two. 52, excuse me. Trusty now. Mid-post down to Cartwright. Cartwright driving inside off the window. Couldn't get that one to fall. It's rebounded by Winton Coleman. As Coleman having some difficulty trying to get it across half court, it's knocked away and last touched by Greenwood. Going to stay with Mountain Home. Whole new five coming in for Greenwood. I would have to imagine that's going to do it tonight for Maddie Cartwright and Anna Trusty up 37.
Never know with Greenwood. They were still pressing up 30 a second ago.
That's true. Coleman gets it into Husky. Husky's going to walk it up the floor. 3:18 to go here. Husky back down to McCarn. McCarn going to put it on the deck. Up top to Rittenberg. She wants the right wing three. Missed that one. McCarn offensive rebound. Shot clock reset. Rittenberg thought about another three. Splits the double team, goes through four Lady Bulldogs. She's whistled for a foul, and she'll go to the line, shoot a pair of free throws.
Yeah, good job, Bailey, there, attacking on the dribble. You know, right now you've got four sophomores and a junior out there getting a lot of experience right now against this Greenwood team, and this is something that's just going to make them grow future.
So Rittenberg's first free throw, this one is missed. She'll shoot the second one.
The bad news is we hadn't scored this quarter.
That is bad news.
Yeah.
Can't win if you don't score. As Rittenberg, that one hit every part of the rim and fell out. Missed both free throws. This one's thrown away. And Lady Bombers will have the basketball again. So it's pushed ahead across the timeline to Parker Husky. Again, she's out there with four sophomores right now. Rittenberg, she wants the deep three. Finally gets one to go. Missed her first two, finally gets one to fall. Bailey Rittenberg's in the book now. She's got 3 points tonight. As jumper on the other end of the floor, this one is missed by Piper Pitts. As a whistle and a foul, it's going to go against Greenwood. And the Lady Bombers will have the basketball.
Yeah, good job, Anna, there getting the rebound, staying tall with it, keeping that ball up above her head and not bringing that ball down. You know, you see Coach Leonard talking to her right now. Hey, chin that ball, pull it around so you can get a good pass out of there.
So Sarah Williams exits the ball game. Lakin Moore comes back in. Still four sophomores of Parker Husky out there. Moore kicks it back to Rittenberg. Rittenberg mid-post, back up top to Moore. She thought about the three. Now she's going to put it on the deck. To the free throw line to Rittenberg now. Still in a 1-3-1 is Greenwood. Husky back to Moore.
That's their defense. You're going to see them play it all the way through. They will not change. Uh-huh. They're going to play whoever they're playing. That's going to be the defense they play.
Moore right wing three. This one is missed. Offensive rebound to McCarn. As she tried to throw it back to Bailey Rittenberg, and Rittenberg is going to let this one go out of bounds. It's not going to be a backcourt violation. It'll just go out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, that's Anna's got that offensive rebound. You know, sometimes she's a little too unselfish out there. You'd love to see her just turn around and go right back up and either draw contact, get to the free throw line, or see if anything else can happen there if you get that ball up, maybe go in.
Greenwood driving in. New Lady Bulldogs into the ball game. This shot was missed by Izzy Smith. That's one thing they'll show up in the 1-3-1 is you're going to have wider rebounding lanes. Any zone that someone plays, they're going to give up more rebounds than they probably should if they were playing man.
Yeah, because when you're man, you're going to box out your person. When you're playing on a zone, you got to box out an area.
You got to find someone. Coleman missed the first shot, got the offensive rebound, tried to go to the reverse, missed that one, and it's rebounded by Greenwood. Greenwood pushing ahead, going to the Euro step. Missed the layup and an offensive rebound back to Kyla Percy. Jumper on the way is good by Izzy Smith. Only 10 points scored tonight or in this third quarter by Greenwood, so I think they've laid off the gas pedal just a little bit as this jumper on the other end misses everything. As it'll go out of bounds and four Lady Bombers will come in. Sarah Williams, Cameron Mullen, Amelia Rucker, and Lauren Waymire return to the game. They will join Sarah Williams out there as Parker Husky, McCarn, Rittenberg, and Coleman will exit the ball game for the remainder of the quarter. Right at a minute to go now here in the third quarter of action. Again, the fourth quarter will run as this jumper is missed. It misses everything by Percy as it's going to go back to the Lady Bombers. 56 seconds to go here as Mullen will walk the ball up, gets it to the corner to Sarah Williams. Back to Mullen. Mid-post to Rucker. Rucker's going to go to work. Driving inside with the left hand off the window. Good.
That's how you beat that 1-3-1 right there. You find that middle, and when you find that middle, you attack that. You have numbers generally at that point. You attack it at the low side.
Amelia Rucker's got 15 points tonight as this layup on the other end is good by Kyla Percy.
It's a lacking defense right there. We kind of run out the girl, didn't break down, and she just able to drive right around us. That'll drive Coach Leonard crazy there.
As a whistle and a blocking foul's called. Jenna Honkalos called for the foul. Be the fifth team foul. Quickly approaching the bonus. As shot clock turned off now, they try to get it to Williams. She was knocked away, and Greenwood comes up with it. Greenwood pushing the basketball. Behind the back goes Percy. Percy off the window. Rattle around. That one won't go. Rucker comes up with it.
Yeah, this is the one Greenwood team. They're going to be loaded next year. We're seeing a lot of sophomores and juniors right now. You're losing Cartwright and Ruskin. That's about the two that's played. Other than that, they're all underclassmen. So it's a team that's going to be loaded in the future, too.
So the shot at the buzzer was knocked away, but we'll head to the fourth quarter of action. 65-28 our score here. We'll take a short little break and bring you the fourth quarter of action. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all